Rabbi, we welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parashas Kedoshim, Perek Chav. In Perek Chav, there are 27 psukim. Let us begin. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe leimar. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Ve'el b'nei Yisrael toimar. To the b'nei Yisrael you shall say, Ish mi b'nei Yisrael. Any man from Klal Yisrael, min ager agor b'Yisrael, any ger that lives with Klal Yisrael, Asher yitei mizaroi la-moylech, that he will give from his offspring to the molech. Mois yumos, he shall surely be put to death. Am ha-oretz yirgemu va-oven. The people of the land shall stone him. So Drashi vosmeintos vel b'nei Yisrael toimar oinchin al ha-azoris. Tell them the oinchin on the azoris, the lavin. Mois yumos be-bezdin. Where does he surely be put to death? In Bezdin. Amioritz doesn't mean ignoramus is over here. It means the Amioritz means people.
People of the land.
So they help them out. Am Ha'oritz. Am Shebeginoi Nivras Ha'oritz. You know why Am Ha'oritz? The nation for them that the land was created for. Davar Acher. Am Sheasidin Lirashes Ha'oritz. The nation that are in the future are going to inherit the land. They mitzvahs alalu through these mitzvahs. Pasuk Gimel. Vani etein es ponai ba'ishahu. And I will put my face in this by this person. Meaning I'm going to turn my attention to him. V'chrati yoisoi mikerev amoy. And I will cut him off from within your people. Ki mizaroi nosan lamoylech. From his offspring he has given to the moylech. Leman tameis mikdoshi, so that he could tame my mikdosh. Lechalel is shame kochi, and Rechmon al Islam to be profaned. Rabbanu Shlom's hail genomen. So Rashi etin is ponai pnai sheli, poinani mikol asoka. Rabbanu Shlom says, I am going to totally divert my attention from all my asokim. What's Rabbanu Shlom's asokim? Rabbanu Shlom's fearing the whole world. Rabbanu Shlom says, I'm going to pause on that a minute. Va'oisik boy, and I'm going to give my attention to this fellow. Why? Because he's koifer in ikker. This is the ikker. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's koifer in the ikker. Mamish, he's gonna give him his attention, which means he's gonna put him. We'll see. We'll see what the punishment is. Be made
missing. What? Cast him down.
Very good, Shuli. Ve'ish zok Rashi ve'loy betzibur, and not the tzibur. She ain't kol a tzibur nechrosin, because the ganze tzibur does not get cut off. Ki mizarei nosan lamoylech. From his offspring is given to the moylech. The fisher nemetz shteit maver benoy bita be'ish. Someone who passes his son and daughter by the fire, ben benoy, ben bitoy, let's say his grandson, his son's son, or his daughter's son, minayin, how do you know yechayiv? Tamad leimenei, ki mizarei nosan lamoylech, that comes from his offspring, even the einikloch. Zera posel minayin, so how do you know posel zera, for example, mamzer or nosan? Tamad leimenei says, besitoy mizarei lamoylech, it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin, Amid Beis, from when he gives from his offspring to the Moilech. Lamantame es Mikdoshi, es Knesses Yisrael. That's Klal Yisrael. Shimukudesh esli, which is Makudesh to me. Keloshen, like it says, Vloichal es Mikdoshi, you should not profane my Mikdosh. Pasuk Dalid. Vim ha leim yaalimu ama oretz es einea mina ishahu. Besitoi mizari le Moilech. And if the Ama Oretz, the people of the land, will avert their attention from him and totally ignore this person that gives his offspring to the Moilech, by not killing him, and they're not going to kill him. So what does that mean, Rashi says? Let's say they ignore and they avert their eyes, there's got to be one thing. The end is they're going to totally ignore a lot of inyanim. Im halimu Sanhedrin ketana, if the small Sanhedrin averted their eyes, soif she'alimu Sanhedrin gedolus, so the end is going to be that the Sanhedrin gedolus is also going to avert their eyes. Pasuk hey, what am I going to do? V'samti ani es ponai ba'ishahu uv'mishpachtoi. I am going to place my attention, like Rashi said before, point ani mikol asokai, and I'm going to go totally devoted to this person and his family. V'chrati yoisoi, and I will cut him off. And all those that stray after him, liznoi zachri amoylech, to go stray after the moylech mikerev amam, from among their people. So Rashi, Rabbi Shimon, V'chi mishpocha ma'chato. What was the chate of the family? Why did they have to get punished? El lamdecha, this teaches you, she'ein lecha mishpocha she'yesh ba'muchos, that there's no family that has a tax collector among them. She'ein kula muchos, and not all of them are all tax collectors and go illegal. Also, she'kulin mechafen alav. The shot is that it's a family business.
It's a godly family.
Right, meaning in Shmuslam and Tessam and Alv, the Gemara says that they all cover over for the other one. It's one big mafia. Right? That's why Shimon's answering the kasha. That's why the ganze mishpacha is choyte. Why is this said? What's the amkis in that before Taka? Why is it that the pshat is because they, if call mishiyesh boy biyodoi to be moiche b'mishpachtoi, b'nei mishpachtoi, they're doing something, and he's not moiche, so he's nitfas and they're avera also. Pshat is he's mishtate with them. If a person has seen something appear in his house, and he could do something about it, especially if he's the father, he's the husband, and he doesn't do anything about it, so chas v'shalom, he's the one that's achroi for it. So mele the mishpach is also there. Right, that's why you have to be mekana for that reason. V'chrati yoisoi. Lama nemer, why does it say v'chrati yoisoi? L'fisha nemer, v'mishpachtoi, it says v'mishpachtoi. Yochel you call mishpacha because you might think the ganze mishpacha gets chorus. Talmud loymer oisoi be chorus, he gets chorus. V'loy call mishpacha because not the ganze mishpacha doesn't get chorus. Ella be yisurin. What do they get is yisurin. Liznay zachri amoylech l'rabbi shara avoy dezoro shav the b'kach. That comes to be marba all the avoy dezoros that he was over with it. V'afilu ein zu avoy dosa. And even if that's not the avoydo, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, dav samach dalid amen beis. Pasuk Vav.
Yeah, he knows everything.
V'ya nefesh asher tifne el oivos ve'lahi yidoinim, and the soul, the person that will turn to these ovos and yidoinim. What we saw yesterday, what the oiv is, that's the one that says he talks. It's called pislim, that he talks from his armpit, and like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Samach Daled.
Does he have bad breath?
And the Gemara says about yidoini is the other guy who is the etzem sheshma yidua, which is the Yidoini, the Adnei Sada in Kilayim Perikches, so that they puts it in his mouth, and you know what happens? The bone talks. So, right, not like a talking fish, it's a talking bone. So Meila, that's the other thing over there. Okay. So anybody turns to the Oivis and the Yidoinim, Liznei Zachareim, to go stray after them. V'nasati es pone ba nefesh ahi, I will be pointed from all my asokim, and pay attention to this person. I will cut him off from amongst his people. Pasuk Zayin, v'skadishtem v'higisem kedoshim. You should be mekadish yourself, sanctify yourself, and you shall be holy. Why? Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I am Hashem your God. That is the sibo that a person has to be kadosh.
What's pshat? I went there yesterday. At
every single pasuk, it's a good kasha lemaisa, because lemaisa v'yireisim likecha we saw is because that already Rashi. I'll explain what you mean to ask. What I understand is that v'yireisim. He says why? What's v'yireisim likecha? Because anything that's masr l'libo shel adam that he himself knows about it himself. If other people don't know what his machshavas are, what his kavanas are. He could have said, "Latoyva this kavanti." He gives a guy someone that needs an eitzah, gives him an eitzah, but it's totally with negias. He tells him, "Sell your chamor, so and buy a field, or sell your field and buy a chamor," and then he goes and buys the field. So he went behind the guy's back, right? So Hashem knows what it's called. It says, "V'yireisim elokecha," but why does it say, "Ani Hashem elokecha"? So I think the pshat is that the amkas lives in this pasuk. You know why v'skadishtem v'yisim kedoshim? Why Yehuda's asking? Pshat is because ani Hashem lekeichem. The yisoid is because ani Hashem lekeichem. Because I am Hashem your God, and you have to be medami yourself to Ribbono Shel Olam. And at that, and that it could be that's why it says in every pasuk the chazur arayim. Okay, pasuk ches u'shmarte. Oh, what's v'skadishtem? If it's Rashi, we have to see v'skadishtem. Zu precious avodah zara. This is being parush from avodah zara. That means if you go away from avodah zara, then nowadays this means nothing to us. What's avodah zara?
Money in America.
Oh, we're getting to that in a minute. Money in America is avodah zara. And you want to know something? Not only in America, in the ganze Welt, money is avodah zara.
In China?
In China as well, yes. It's also included in the ganze Welt. In Hong Kong, in Tokyo, in Kenya. Kenya maybe not. In Ethiopia, for sure not. Wherever it is in the ganze Welt. Yeah? It's in ganze
Nazir. They have real avodah zara.
Wherever there is money.
It's wherever there is, right. In India, for sure not, because they have the real avodah zara. But here, v'skadishim, it's pishas avodah zara. What's the pshat? So Avodah Zarah today is whatever Avodah Zarah is. The Chazal, when it's davening, the Masechta Sanhedrin, that they should mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. And they will mevatel it. But we have no idea what Avodah Zarah was. The Gemara says a story in Sanhedrin, a chelik. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem chelik lelem haba. The Gemara says, Menashe, Rav Ashi, when he used to start his shir, he said, he used to talk about the four malachim, the kings, that don't have a chelik in lelem haba. So he says, tomorrow we're going to talk about our friend, Menashe. So Menashe comes to him in a dream that night, and he says, excuse me, you call me your friend and the friend of your father? Let's see if you're such a big from where Mehechan Mishri Amoitzer, which part of the bread do you make the bracha on? There's the crusty part and there's the soft part, and which part to make it on? So he asks him halachic shayla. So Rav Ashi says, I don't know. So he tells me, you know, tell me the answer, Rav Ashi says, and tomorrow I'll say it in your name in the shir. So Menashe tells him, Mehechad the Korm Bit Shula, it means from the real crusty part, that's where you make the bracha. So Rav Ashi asks him, listen, Me'achad the Chachmisa Kulehai, you're such a wise person, why did you go Lombach Pelchis L'Avodah Zarah? You were the worst. You were at Avodah Zarah, how did you go to Avodah Zarah? So he says, listen, if you were there, you would have picked up the end of your cloak, and you would have lifted it up to run faster. The Taiva, we have no Musig of the Taiva Avodah Zarah. And if you have that in mind, then you'll understand Viskadishtam V'yisim Kadoshim. Of course, why can I Hashem Elokeichem? We have no musig of what the type of Avodah Zarah was. Just like we could relate now, the type that a person has to make money, Yesh Leman Reitz Messiahim, right? The person has $100, he wants $200, right? He wants double. Eino the Meis V'chatzi Tavos V'yodo. So just like we could, that maybe could give us a little bit of a musig of what the type for Avodah Zarah was. That's what we're in the Gemara. Viskadishtam V'yisim Kadoshim Kani Hashem Elokeichem.
Isn't that? How do you have the tithe for Avodah Zarah and still remain from Jew? How did that work out?
That's a good question. That's a good question. That's a very good question. That's a good question. How does a guy have a tithe for Avodah Zarah and remain an Elchayid? You're asking a Menashe. So it says in the mindset, it's Machlokes Menashe the Tshuva. If he has a Chaylik, but the Boyin Shem had to be Choyter a Machteris Mitachas Kisei HaKovid. He dug a tunnel that Menashe could get tshuva. The Gemara says, "Gedoyle tshuva shemagaz ad kisi akovi." The tshuva goes up. You see the koyich tshuva. The Baruch Shemata, because the Malachim didn't want to let him in. Not Menashe. It says 32 years he was choite, and for 23 years he did tshuva. It was 55 years he was the king, and 32 or 33 years he was a choite, and 22 years he did tshuva. So, but the ma'aseh l'psoif he did tshuva. So then it's machlokes over if he has a chayel kol mabanat. But how did it worked hand in hand that you could be over the Zarmitzarechad and run like there's no tomorrow to be over it and then no Torah? Vice versa, that when you learn Torah as a Chachma, you're not learning the Pnimisa Torah and the Kedusha, then vice versa, then you could get it. If you know Torah as Chachma, then yeah, there's a lot of wisdom in Torah. So if you're learning it as a subject, like math 101, arithmetic, or psychology, so then there's Torah 101. And that's what they were learning it. And that's why Doig, we know Doig was the greatest Talmud Chacham. Right, Achi Teufel, the Gemara says that the Mavayish Pnei David Baaloch of these people, right? What was it? He was Teretz is that the Koyach Teir is Lechud and the Koyach of Emuna and being Maim in the Bunch is another thing. Pasuk Ches, Ushmartem Eschu Koysai, you should observe my Chukim, Vasisa Moisam, and you shall do them. Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, I am Hashem that's Mekadish you. Pasuk Tes, Ki Ish Asher Yikalilis Oviv Imoy. Any man that will curse his father and his mother, Mois Yumas, he shall surely be put to death. Oviv v'imoy kileil, he has cursed his father and his mother. Dom of boy, his blood is upon him. It's like Rashi, Oviv v'imoy kileil, l'rabbis l'achar misa. This comes to be marbi, even if it's after miso, and he curses them. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Pehei amid beis, he is still chayiv. Dom of boy, zu skila. What does that mean? You got to stone him. Chayin kol mokam shenema dom of boy, demei embom, it's always skila. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that's we learn it out from Oyvin Yedoini that over there it says you have to stone him with, but you have to stone him. The Meyim Bum. So also over here, the Meyim Bum means skilo. Pshuta shall make rekam my domei beroisha. The pshuta is like it says in Yeshua, Perek Bey is pasuk yutes. Domei beroisha, his blood is on his hand. Ain nan nenash al misasei elohu shagorim laatzme shiorik. He's the only one that's getting punished by death. Because he caused himself to be killed. Pasuk Yud, ve'ish ashiyir nafesh es eishes ish, and a man who will be mezana with another man's wife, asher yinaf es eishes riyehu, who will commit adultery with the wife of his fellow man, Mois Yumas Hanoyev Vanoyefes. The Noyev, the woman, the man, and the Noyefes, the woman, shall surely be put to death. The Ish Zakrashi Pratlakotan. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Beis Amud Beis that it comes to exclude a cotton. It's Dafkan Ish. That's Mezana Vaishas Ish. Asher Yinef as Aishas Ish. Pratla Aishas Cotton. That comes to be Memayat and Aishas Cotton. The wife of a cotton. Lamadnu, this teaches us. She'ain le cotton Kedushin. That a cotton does not have Kedushin. Ve'al Eze Aishas Ish Chiafti Lecha. Which on which Aishas Ish was a Mechayev you? Asher Yinef as Aishas Reyeyu. That's how Rashi explains the process. Pratla Aishas Goy. That excludes the wife of a Goy. Lamadnu She'ain Kedushin le Goy. Vaiti, we learn that there's no Kedushin by a Goy. Mois Yumas Anoyev Vinayefes, Kol Misa Amura Batoiro, Stam Ein Elechenek. Any Misa that says Stam in the Torah doesn't specify it, the Mayim Bom, like by Skilo, that and then it refers to the Misa of Chenek. Yeah, Moshe. You had a question? Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ve'ish Asher Yishka Vaseishas Oviv. And a man that will lie with his father's wife. Ervas Oviv Gilo. The nakedness, the erva of his father, he has a beard revealed. Mois Yumsu Shneim, they both shall surely be put to death. The Mayim Bom, their blood is upon them, meaning they are Chayiv Skil. So Rashi, Shtokin Rashi, Pasuk Yud Beis. Ve'ish Asher Yishka V'Skalosoi, a man that will lie with his daughter-in-law. Mois Yumsu Shneim, they both shall surely be put to death. Tevel Osu, they have done a perversion. The Mayim Bom, their Chayiv Skil, the blood is upon them. So Rashi Tevel Osu Genai. This is a shame. They've done a shameful thing.
The other thing's not?
It is. But he's telling you what Pshat and Tevel means. You're right. Avad is shameful. It definitely is. All these arayas are shameful. But what doesn't use the Lashon of Tevel. He wants to know what the Lashon of Tevel is. Another Pshat and Tevel is Lashon Acher Mevalbelin Zera Av Bezera Ben. They mix up the Zera of the father with the Zera of the son. So it's a Lashon of Bilbul. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ve'ish Asher Yishka Ve'Zochor, a man that will lie with another man, another male, Mishka Ve'Isha, in the fashion that you lie with a woman, Te'eva Osu Shnehem, they've both done a Te'eva, an abomination. So the Evan Ezra speaks out, that's obviously, the Evan Ezra says, Im Hanishka Ve'Nenu Onus, if the person that's being lied with is not an Onus, he's not being forced, it's obviously willful, then they're both Chayiv Misa. Mois Yumasu, they both shall be put to death. The Mayim Bom, their blood is upon them. So Rashi, Mishka Ve'ishta means Machnis Kimechoil Bishvaferis. This is like you take an applicator and you put it into a tube of cosmetics. So Tover, he sees the Maisa Atzma of the Maisa Shriva. Pasuk Yudalid. Ve'ish Asher Yikach Es Isho Ves Imo. A man that will take a woman and her mother. Zimohi, it is a sinful plan, a depraved plan. Rashi, the Targum says, at Eitzas Chitin, it's a sinful Eitza plot. Ba'esh Yisrfu Oisoi, they shall burn him in fire. Ve'eshen, and them. V'leisiyah Zima B'soichim, there should not be Zima, this sinful act of depravity, or and this plan amongst you. So Rashi, Yisrfu Oisoi Ve'eshen. It doesn't mean to say that the first wife has to get burnt. He married her beheter. She doesn't become usher on him. The isha and ima that's written over here, they're both to be some. Kem aser. Shenosach ha-moisev ima. Pshat is he married his shviger, his mother-in-law, and her mother. The yesh mer b'sein u'shayim. Mishcham chazal say nein. Ein kan elech ha-moisev. Ha-moisev means his mother-in-law. Umawa esen, what does it mean, two of them? It's achas me and one of them. The lashon yevani who? It's a lashon yevani, like it says in E of Perik Chavches, Pasuk Chavches. It also says lashon hain over there. Hain is achas. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I involve on the base. Hain means one. Pasuk tes vov. Ve'ish asher yitin shechoftoi bivehema, a man that will lie with an animal. Mois yumas, he shall surely be put to death. And the animal as well should also be put to death. So Rashi, v'sabehema tarogu, im adam chata behema machato. If the person sins, so what's the animal shouldy? Because a mishap, a ruination happened because of this animal to a person. Lefichach omra kosef tisagel. Therefore, the Torah says, stone him. Kal v'chaymer la adam Shayodei lahavkam min tov l'ra. It's like Avachim, the person that can differentiate between good and bad. V'goyrim ro l'chaveiro l'avar aveiro, and he causes his friend to be over an aveiro. Kayoitze b'dov rata oimer. It says, Abeit ta'abdun es kolam akoimis, it should surely destroy all those places in Dvarim Yud Beis Beis. Harei Dvarim kal v'choimer. Uma ilonos she'enan royin ve'enan shayimim. Madach trees that don't see and do not hear. Al shabos takol al yodom. A mishap happened through them. Omer Torah. The Torah says, hashcheis, destroy, sroif, and burn. V'chalei and eradicate it. Hamates chaveri mider chayim mider the dark emisa, a person that takes his friend from a derech of chayim, the way of life, to a derech of misa, halachas kama v'kama. So surely he is going to get a tegeferlich punishment.
Talking about animals.
Not he, right? The animal definitely no, but now it's talking about kal v'chayim to adam, right? The animal has to be put to death. And kal v'chayim to right. So that he answered because it was bol takol al yodo. That's why the animal is being put to death. For a person that's matez chaveroi, he's gonna from der chayim to darke miso. So he's surely al chaskam kama. He's gonna be chayim for it. Pasuk tazayin v'ish asher tikrov el kol behem al rivo iso. A woman that will come close to mate with any animal, v'arakta es aisha, you shall kill the woman. V'sa behema as well as the animal, moisu masu, they shall both be put to death. Demayem bom, their blood is upon them. Pasuk Yudzayin, Ve'ish asher yikach es achoisoi vas oviv, a man that will take his sister, who is the daughter of his father, oi vasim oi, or the daughter of his mother, Ve'ro es ervoso, and he sees her nakedness, her ervo, Ve'hisire es ervoso, and she sees his nakedness, his ervo, Chesed hu, it's a disgrace, Ve'nichrisu, they shall be cut off, but to the eyes of their nation.
Do they have to. Is this referring to Znos or Pasuk's?
Mamish Znos, yeah. We're going to see in Rashi.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Ervas achoisoi gilo. He will have uncovered the erva of his sister. Avoino yisi has to bear his sin. It doesn't mean just revealing himself. The Torah just talks in the Lashon Nekiya, but obviously that's also awesome. But the Torah is talking about the Etzem Maisa. Pasuk. Rashi, what's chesed? Who? Usually chesed, it means
Right, kindness.
Where's chesed over here? I wouldn't call this kindness. And here we're teaching it means disgrace. So Rashi, Loshon Arami, Cherpa, Chisuda. Loshon Arami, Cherpa, disgrace, is Chisuda. It's called Chisuda, is disgrace. Umedrash, Medrash, Nochabshat, the Medrash. Im Toimer, Kayin, Nosachos, you might ask, Kayin married his sister. Chesed, Osa, Amoko, Im Livnoi, Selomim, Imenu. Shenemar, Oylom Chesed Yibona, and Tehillim Peites Gimel. You might say that Kain married his sister. Teretz says Chesed. The Banishim did it. The Medrash says because it says Oylom Chesed Yibona. That's already the Medrash. Pasuk Yudches, V'ish Asher Yishkav Es Isha Dovo, a man that will lie with a menstruating woman. V'Gilo Eser Vaso, and he will be Megala her nakedness. Es Mekoyro Hero, he has beared her source. Vehi gilsa es mekor damea, and she has beard and revealed the source of her dam, her blood. Venichrisu shneem, they shall both be cut off mikerav amam, from amongst the people. So Drashi hero gila, it means they revealed. Vehein kol lashon ervas gila, erev is a lashon of revealing. Vavav yeredes b'tevel l'shem dava, the vav goes off by a noun. Kemo izava migzeres v'loy kam, he didn't rise v'loy zo, and he didn't tremble. Like it says in Esther Perikei Pasuk Tes, v'chein ach v'amigzeres ach, v'hero zu nechleku barabbi sin. So the machlek is what this hero is. Yesh shayim zu nashikas shamish. This means that when the just direct contact between the shamish, the aver of this person, that's already called hero. But yesh shayim no, they say it's further. Zu achnosas atoro. The Gemara says in Yevamos nonheyam adbeis. That's the achnosa when he inserts the tip of the shamish. That's called hero. So we have machlekes over chacham. The Rashi brings out from Yevamos nun hey amid beis pasuk yutes ve'ervas achoisim cho, the nakedness of the sister of your mother ve'achois avicha, or your aunt, meaning the sister of your father, loy segal, you should not reveal ki as sheroi hero, because that's bearing one's own flesh, one's own mishpacha. Avoinam yiso, they shall bear their sin. So Rashi, the ervas achay simcha shina kosov bazarasim. The Torah is mishana in their azara. Loi mesher huzar alein to tell you. Torah repeats it. Shana, I mean Torah says it again. Why? To tell you shuzar alein that you're warned about them. Bein alachayis aviv ve'imoy mina av. Whether it's you, the sister of your mother, of your father, and it's your mother mina av from the father, or bein alachayisay mina aim, or whether it's the sisters from the mother. It's your father's half sisters. Don't make a difference. Aval ervas ashe'eshes achi aviv. However, the erva of the wife of his father's brother loy huzer. It's not nichlal in this azaro. El al eshes achi aviv mina av. Dafka only if it's the wife's. Of the wife of his father's brother, who it's his father's brother from the father's side. That's Nichlan the Azar. Pasuk Chaf. Ve'isha she'yishka v'estaydosei, and a man that will lie with his aunt. Ervas doy gila, he has revealed the nakedness of his uncle. Chetam yiso, they should bear their chet, their iniquity, their aveiro. Aririm yamusu, they shall die childless. It's like Drashi. This pasuk comes to teach you. Al koris amr lamaya, the koris that says before, shuba oynish alichas ariri. That's going to be the. It's going to result in a punishment that he's going to go childless. Ariri ketargumai beloy vlod, like the Targum says, without any offspring. V'doymalay, it says vanoichi hoylech ariri in bereishis tesvav beis. Yesh leibonim, if let's say he does have children, koivron, he's going to have to bury them. Ein leibonim, if he doesn't have sons. Children, meis b'lei banim, and he'll just die without ever having any children. Therefore, it doubles it. It repeats it in these two psukim. Aririm yamusu, aririm yiyu. That's later in pasuk chaf aleph. Aririm yamusu, im yiyu lo yibishas aveiro. Let's say he has children at the time of aveiro lo yiyu lo kishiyamus. When he's going to die, he's not going to have any children left. Lefisha koivrim b'chayv, because he has already buried them in his life. Aririm yiyu im ein lo. Let's say he doesn't have children. At the time of the Avera, you call Yamov Kemashu Akshav. Like Mar says in Yevamis, Dunheyam and Aleph, he's going to stay like that his whole life, like as he is presently. Pasuk Chav Aleph. V'ish Asha Yika Chaseishas Ochiv. Nidahi. A man that will take the wife of his brother, Nidahi is repulsive. Ervas Ochiv Gilo. He has revealed the nakedness of his brother. Aririm yiyu, they shall be childless. So Grashi nidahi hashchiva zois menudahi umeusa. This lying with her is banned and it's repulsive. Rabbi Seinu Darshu, the Gemara says in Yevamis, Taf Nundal Amid Beis, lesa hero bo kenido, shehero mufreshes bo, es mekoyro hero, before in pasuk yudches, that the aser hero, which was a machlokes, if it's neshikas shamish or it's achnasas atoro, it's aser like a nido. Just like by Anida, that it already says Mefurish in the Pasuk. Here it doesn't, but here that's what comes to be the Drosha and Chazal say. Pasuk Chav Beis. Ushmartem es kol chukoysa, you shall observe all my chukim. Es kol mishpata and all my mishpatim. Vasisem oisam, you shall do them. Leisoki eschem aoretz, the Torah, the world, the land, should not spit you out. Asher ani mevi eschem shama, lasheves bo. That I'm bringing over there to dwell in. Pasuk Chav Gimel, v'loy seil chu b'chukas agoy. You should not go in the chukim of goyim. Asher ani meshaleich mipneichem, that I'm sending away from before you. Ki as kol eile osu, because all these abominations, what the Torah lists before, they lived with their sisters, their aunts, their brothers, their sisters, mishkav zacher, everything. They all did it. Kol eile osu. The Torah says they did it. V'akutz bam. The Bible says I was disgusted by them. It's like Rashi, akutz lashon mius. Like a person is disgusted from his food. The Bereshis says, I am totally eckled and disgusted from these people. Pasuk Chav Dalet. Va'oymar lochem, and I say to you, atem tirshu es admosam, you will inherit their land. Vani etnen lochem, and I will give it to you, lereshes oiso, to inherit it. Eretz, a land, zovas, that flows, cholav udvosh, milk and honey. Ani Hashem lekeichem, I am Hashem your God, asher dalti eschem eno amen, that has separated you from all the people of the world. So Rashi, pasuk chafei, weiter, vivdaltem bein abehema tohoir latmeya, you shall differentiate and separate between a tar behema and a tamei behema. Uveina oif atame, from a impure oif, la Torah to a pure oif, Taradik oif. Leisa shaktsu es nafshe seichim ba behem of a oif. And you shall not disgust your nefesh with a behem or oif. Uvechoy lasha termois ho adama, anything that crawls on the ground. Asher evdalti lachem litame, that I have separated you to be metame, meaning to aser it on you. So Rashi, if daltem ben a behem atayir l'tmeya, ein tzarech loymer ben paru l'chamor, sharei muvdol v'nikarne. It doesn't have to say the difference between a cow and a donkey, because that's nicker. You know the difference. Ela ben tahayir l'chol l'tmeya l'chol. It comes to tell you something that's Torah to you to something that's tummy to you. Ben shenishchat ruvei shel simen, whether the roiv of the simen of the animal was shechted, l'nishchat chetzi, or half was shechted. V'kama ben ruvei l'chetzia, what's the difference between roiv of the simen being shechted to half? Meloi Sara, that's the hair's breath. Ashev dalti lachem l'tame la'osar ta'asar it on you. Pasuk Chavav, v'heyisem li kadoshim. And the Pasuk Torah is ending off with this also in Pasuk Kadoshim. V'heyisem li kadoshim, shall be holy to me. Ki kadosh ani Hashem, because I am holy, your God. V'avdil eschem min ha'amim li yosli, and I've separated you from the nations to be to me. If you're separated from them, then you're mine. However, if you're not, if not, you are from the Nebuchadnezzar and his cronies, and you're going to be exiled from the holy land. Rebbe Loza ben Azariah Yoimer, the Heilig Rebbe Loza ben Azariah said, "Minayin shle Yoimer Adam." How do you know a person should not say, "Nafshi kotze b'psar chazir"? I am so disgusted by b'psar chazir. Efshi lilbosh klayim. I am disgusted. It's not possible for me to wear a mixture of wool and linen. Don't say that. Avul Yoimer Efshi. Say, "Nein, I really want to do it. It's possible for me to do it. I like to eat chazir." But what should I do? But the Rebbeinu Shloim in heaven, my Father in heaven, made exer against me. Talmud Loimer, how do you know to say that? That your avdol, your separation from them, should be for my sake. The Rebbeinu says to my shame. Separate yourself from an avero. Umekabel alav oil malchus shemayim. Makabel on yourself the oil malchus shemayim. Pasuk of Zayin, and with that we finish Parshas Kedoshim Be'ezus Hashem, and then we'll just mention a two line or a chayim. In conclusion, it says Pasuk of Zayin, ve'ish o'isha, a man or a woman, ki yivehem oiv o'yidoini, they will have this oiv o'yidoini, that the oiv talks from his armpit and the yidoini talks, the bone talks. Yeah, mois yumasu. Now we're gonna. There's a chiddush is this, that they should surely be put to death. They were very popular in those days. That's the chiddush over here we're going to see in Rashi. Moisu, here it says Misa. Be'evan yirgam away. Some, you shall stone them with a stone. Temeyem bom, the chayef skila, the blood is upon them. Zat Rashi. Ke'yevem oiv, kan nemer ba Misa. Over here it says Misa. Olamay l'koris, but before it said koris. Eidim v'asro b'skila. If there's eidim and asro, so then they get skila. If it's mezid b'loy asro, let's say it's mezid without asro, then b'koris, he gets koris. And if it's b'shoigi, they get a chatos. They have to bring a chatos. That's also by any chayvei mises that it says chorus. The Rechayim, it says a moitika, listen to this lashon. Va'omer, it says ki kodesh ani Hashem. It says in the pasuk ki kodesh ani Hashem. Right? What's the pasuk say? Ve'yisem li kedoshim ki kodesh ani Hashem. Va'avdil eschem min ha'am in liyos li. Zok the Rechayim. Nosan tam le'mitzvah zu shal avdolos behema tmeyo. The reason why the Torah is giving a reason over here to separate a behemoth tmeya, ki kodesh ani Hashem, because I'm kodesh ribonu shel olam. Va'avdil eschem min ha'am li yos li. Ve'inyan atzmoi shel precious Yisrael min ha'akum. What is this inyan zakhtar chayim of Klal Yisrael that is separated from goyim? Hu adover atzmoi shel precious min ha'behemoth tmeya. That's the same one and the same as the inyan that you should separate yourself from a behemoth tmeya. Baruch Hashem, Ashev Dilonu min Atmeim, May Odom Ad Behema Ad Oif Hashemayim. That's how the Aruch Chaim ends off the parsha. Thank you, Rabbi Yisai. Siyat Hashemayim, we finish Parshas Kedoshim.